Today, the city of Wichita Falls, Texas, started reusing millions of gallons of wastewater to boost drinking water supplies. It's the latest effort to deal with a drought there that has been going on for 4 years and that the city is now calling a Stage 5 drought catastrophe. Darren Leiker is city manager in Wichita Falls, Texas. He's on the line with us now. Darren, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, you're now in Stage 5 drought, as we said. What does that mean? What is it like day to day for people?
Well, for us, Stage 5 is unprecedented. It's territory we've never seen before. And basically that means no outdoor irrigation is allowed. So you can't water your trees, you can't water your grass, your shrubs, things like that. You can't use water to refill outdoor swimming pools. Car washes are mandated to be closed a couple of days a week. So it's a pretty strict water use at this point.
And why is it so much worse right now in Wichita Falls than it is in other parts of Texas? For example, Dallas, Fort Worth, is not in Stage 5 drought.
Right. Well, for Wichita Falls, since 2010, when this drought started, we are about 40 inches below normal for rainfall. And for some perspective, our average rainfall is about 28.5 inches per year. Hmm. So you could see it's well over a year in about a four-year period where we've lost that rainfall. And something else happened. In 2011, which was the driest year on record for us, we received just shy of 13 inches. We also shattered a record for heat. We had 100 days of 100 degrees or higher temperatures. On average, we might see about 40 days. In fact, the Weather Channel ranked us as having the worst summer on record that year because of the heat and the lack of rainfall. So we have really been in the bullseye of this drought, whereas other parts of Texas, like the Metroplex that you mentioned, they have not had nearly as severe conditions that we've experienced.
Well, what about reservoir differences? Do they have just much more water available to them, even when it is a drought, than you do?
Yes, they do. In fact, most areas of the state, they have multiple water sources. In other words, they may have surface reservoirs, but they may also have aquifers like the Metroplex. They've got the Trinity Aquifer. Where Wichita Falls, we do not have an aquifer near us. We only have surface reservoirs, which, as you know, number one enemy right now is evaporation.
Yeah.
With the heat that we're seeing.
Well, we know that you're trying to use even chemicals to stop some of that evaporation. We've talked about that on this program. But you have said that you can't conserve your way out of this drought. Explain that statement.
Well, that's correct. And here's an example of why we cannot conserve our way out of this drought. We were treating and selling about 10 billion gallons of water a year pre-drought, okay? We're down to about 4.5 billion gallons of water a year. So we're conserving more than 50% with the same population and the same industrial base. So we're doing everything we can to conserve as much water as possible. And the lakes are still dropping. Now, why is that? Well, as I said earlier, evaporation is our worst enemy right now. Today, we will probably treat and sell about 12 million gallons of water, whereas we will evaporate at least twice that amount. That tells you that the evaporation is killing us, and no matter how much we conserve, we have that issue to deal with.
Is it possible to import your water in from elsewhere?
You know, we're looking at lots of different options, ranging from building a pipeline that's 135 miles long. Those are all possibilities, but you have to remember that's going to take years and close to $1 billion, which is probably not affordable to us. Now, if we were the Metroplex or a large city like Dallas, you could certainly do that. But, you know, we're a regional water supplier and serve about 150,000 people. So you can do the math to see what your rate increases would have to look like to fund a $1 billion project. Not to mention it would take years to get all the permits, to acquire the land, the right-of-way. So, we have very few options, and that's one of the reasons why we're doing the direct potable reuse project.
Well, that's the tricky thing about Wichita Falls is it's not the metroplex, as you say, but it's also not some tiny little town of 20 people where, if you run out of water, you just have to get everybody to move somewhere else where there is water. This is a pretty large area.
Correct. As I said, although Wichita Falls population is right around 104,000, we serve multiple communities surrounding Wichita Falls. We have Shepherd Air Force Base, a large training base here in town. So our supply community is around 150,000 people.
So what's the solution, if there is one, Darren?
Well, the easiest, best solution is lots and lots of rain.
Yeah.
I don't mean to sound flippant about that, but we are in such a deep hole with respect to the rain deficit that it is going to take historic amounts of rainfall to climb out of this hole. We were fortunate enough about a week ago to receive some good rains over our watershed, and we saw some recovery in the reservoirs with that. So it was good news. That meant that we were getting some inflows into the lakes, which is something we hadn't seen in quite a while. But even with the rainfall we got, they rebounded by only about 1%. So it's going to take years, and it's going to take lots and lots of rainfall to fully recover.
Are you worried that people are going to move away if the rain doesn't come?
Well, yes. I lose sleep over just those things every night. But as far as I know, and from talking to the real estate community and also from the sales tax reports that I see monthly, that's not happening yet. If this drought continues to get worse, and if it looks like, there's no way to avoid that, running out of water, that could happen. But so far, we're not seeing evidence of that.
And I imagine that everything you are doing is adding up cost-wise.
Oh, it is. The direct potable reuse project, for example, that's a $10 million project that we had to fund that's temporary. I mean, we may only use that for 6 months, and we had to spend $10 million on it. We're also in the design phase right now of an indirect potable reuse project that will cost over $30 million. We've tried cloud seeding, which was about $50,000 a month contract. We're also considering using an evaporation suppressant, a material that could cost, $350,000 for, a few months' time period. So, yes, these things are all adding up, but, we're doing everything we can to ensure that we have water for this community.
That's Darren Leiker, the city manager in Wichita Falls, Texas, which is in stage 5 drought, severe drought. Darren, thanks so much. I hope you get some rain.
Okay, I hope so too. I appreciate your interest.